This podcast is brought to you by Tropos, weather and forecast for humans. No dew points or ads, just information you can act on. Get it now at troposweather.com or search for Tropos on the iOS App Store.
What's up?
Nothing. I feel like we haven't done one of these in a while. Where the hell have you been?
Where have I been? It's been like a month, I know. One of us has been hanging out in Times Square and...
Yeah, that's my favorite place to be.
Rubbing shoulders with celebrities. I don't know. I assume that's what you do in New York. It's like stand outside the Today Show and cheer.
Ah, how did I forget to do that? Hey, everybody. This is Mark in San Francisco.
This is Gordon in Boston.
And this is Built Face.
So what's up? How are things?
Things are fine. Things are fine, Gordon. Mm-hmm. Just fine.
That's good. That's good to hear.
Just dandy.
Happy to hear that.
So you sounded like you wanted to rant.
Well, I mean, so I've been promising people that we're going to talk about MVVM at some point. So we should do that. But I'm also super angry about things.
I like angry.
You like angry?
I think we should run with angry.
Okay.
Let me see if I can talk you down a little bit.
All right. So in Swift 2.0, they introduced a new version of FlatMap. So we've talked about FlatMap a lot on the show. So FlatMap is, when you get down to it, FlatMap is what is needed to implement a monad, right? So FlatMap is map, right? So backing up, map is a function that takes another function from TDU, and it takes a object of contextual type T, right? So an optional T, and returns an optional U, right? So it unwraps. So in terms of optional, we'll just talk about this in terms of optional. So optional's version of map, it unwraps a value if it exists, applies a function to it, and then rewraps that value as an optional, right? So you can conditionally perform a transformation on an optional value, right?
Yep.
FlatMap is very, very similar, but it takes a function from T to optional U and returns an optional U. So the difference here is very, very subtle, but it's all about that function type that FlatMap takes, right? So the only real difference is that FlatMap takes a function from T to optional U instead of a function from T to U. So if you were to do this incorrectly and use a function that you should be using FlatMap for, if you use it with map instead, you would end up with an optional U at the end. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So FlatMap works exactly the same way. It takes a function from T to optional U. It unwraps the T, passes it through the function, and then instead of rewrapping that in another optional, it just hands that value back. So you don't end up with an optional. You end up with a single level optionality, right?
Well, it only hands it back if the function returns a value.
It returns nothing or some result, right? Some like whatever the function returned. So yes, it doesn't always return a value. It always returns an optional value, but it's only going to be one level of optionality. It's not going to be an optional. You're going to end up with just an optional U. Mm-hmm.
Basically, FlatMap does failable transformations, and if it fails, it just doesn't get included in the result.
Map does a failable transformation. Oh, so yeah. So the transformation itself is failable. So the difference between map and FlatMap is that in map, the transformation that you're applying is not failable. If the transformation is applied, it will always succeed. And in FlatMap, if the transformation is applied, it might also fail. And so we need to compensate for that. And so instead of wrapping that return value in sum, we just leave it alone and just return it as is. So again, these are just monadic functions. These are not crazy special things that Swift invented. This is an established pattern. This pattern also exists for a bunch of other types, including in the standard library. It works for arrays too. So you can map over an array of values and it just takes every value in the array and applies a transformation, right? And then you get an array of the transform values. And then it also works with FlatMap where you can have a function that returns an array. So T to array of you. And instead of getting an array of arrays, if you pass that through FlatMap, instead of getting an array of arrays, you would just get an array of you. Right?
So FlatMap is map, but then at the end it flattens through one level of the context.
Yes, you can think of it exactly like that. So if you think about it in terms of like function composition, it makes a lot more sense. Like if you just map the value and then pass the resulting thing through flatten, right? So flatten would take an optional and would return an optional. Flatten for array would take an array of arrays and would reduce that by one level of arrays, right? So flatten composed with map is FlatMap, right? So Swift 2.0, I don't know when they snuck this in, but it was at least in beta 4 because it's in the beta 4 docs and it's in the beta 5 docs. There's a new FlatMap that does not follow that pattern at all. So on sequence type in beta 2, there's a new version of FlatMap that's added that takes, it's on array, and it takes a transformation function of type T to optional U, not T to array of U, T to optional U, and returns an array of T. So what it does is it applies a transformation, returns any nil values, right? This is a very, 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 very useful thing, because how many times does this happen, right? You have a function that returns an optional, and you have an array of non-optional values. And so you want to apply this transformation to this array, but you don't want any of those nils. You want to make sure, and you don't want any optionals. You don't want everything to be some T. You want it all to just be the raw values. So you want to map over the values, and then you want to basically concatenate out the optionals, right? You want to remove the nil values. So you can think of it as like compact is a word that I've used for it. Like I implemented this. I have an implementation of just this part of the function, which would take an array of optional T and return an array of T. I called it cat optionals, which is because in Haskell, there's a function called cat maybes that does this, that takes an array of maybe A and returns an array of A, right? So this function, FlatMap, just straight up is not FlatMap. And I'm so irrationally angry about its existence. Not even just its existence, not its existence, that's wrong. I'm angry about the fact that it's named FlatMap. Because I feel like we're in this fragile place to begin with FlatMap, where it's like we're trying to teach FlatMap to people, and when you can express it as this common pattern that you're going to see over and over and over and over again, and this common pattern that can be applied to optionals and arrays and results and signals and futures and whatever else, right? Decoded, for example, from Argo has a FlatMap. When you can express FlatMap as this common pattern that you're going to see, this new FlatMap thing, this thing that they're calling FlatMap, that like no argument is not FlatMap. It is just not. It's not the same thing. All it does is serve to introduce confusion. It's just overloaded based on the function type. It's not even overloaded based on the return type. You know.
So what I'm hearing is that your argument is that this is not FlatMap because mm-hmm. the return type of the transformation function is not the same functor as the receiver.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So, well, monad, right? But, yeah. So monad is like the subclass of, you can think of it as inheritance. It goes functor, applicative, and then monad. Monad is the base, super powerful subclass of all this stuff, right? But so that's it though. It's that it's mixing monads. The function that you're passing in isn't of the same monadic type as the receiver. And this is a thing, like, right? Like, and it's not, I'm not arguing that it isn't useful, but it's clearly not the same thing as FlatMap. And for some, it's frustrating because they just lumped it in with this function that has precedence and has context and has like a history behind it, and they just lumped in this other thing, right? Like, so I don't know why it's named FlatMap. I don't know why it's not just named concatmap, for example. Like you could call this concat map and you could put it just on arrays, and it's a function, it's a composition of concatenation or compacting and map.
But it's still a flat map.
It's not.
Yes, it is. It's mapping over an array, and the function returns an optional, and then if it's optional, it just kicks that out.
But that's not flatten. Flatten, like, that's not what flat map does.
Well, sure it is, because otherwise you'd end up with an array of optional T, or optional U.
Correct. If you map
over, and so you're just flattening it down to just array of U.
But that's my point is that that's not the same thing. Those two flattens aren't the same thing. I understand what you're saying, but like in order for this pattern to work over time, you need to be consistent about it. And you need to give specific things specific names. If you don't give specific things specific names, then it's going, like, for example, they just changed it. That's frustrating. Up until the other day, only one of these was marked as no escape. So now I'm not sure if they're both marked as no escape. I don't even know. I'm really frustrated because this is not, like, it's similar, but it ends up with a very, 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 very different outcome.
I guess I just, like, where is it written that, like, flatten has to...
In the monadic laws.
Then that just comes down to naming. Like,
yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. My entire argument here isn't about it existing or not. My entire argument here is that it shouldn't be called flat map. I'm totally on board with its existence.
I get that, but I don't think throwing more function names at people is going to help the problem. Like, if you wrote it out, okay, so like a traditional flat map on array, the result before the flatten would, if we wrote it out without the syntactic sugar, it would be array, brackets, U, right? We're just flattening that and we're removing one level of array.
Right.
But like the fact that we're removing one level of array, I don't think matters. So in this case, we have array bracket optional bracket U, and we're just flattening that down by like removing the optional. The interior one just gets flattened out. Like, I don't think that specific type should matter.
But it's so one of the concerning trends for me in Swift is special casing, right? Like, this is a special case of flat map for when the function returns a different monad, and specifically the optional monad, right? Like, it's a special case version of flat map. Like if you think about it, like every other, like you could keep writing this flat map thing so that it works exactly the same for every single monad because it assumes that the monadic types are going to line up, right? So the function's always going to return a monad of U, and so then the flat map itself is going to return monad of U, right? Like, that pattern can hold up consistently. Like, you can write that once for array and optional and result and all stuff. And this is like a special case of flat map where they just said, like, okay, this is something that's happening a lot. Let's write a special case of flat map specifically for when this function returns an optional. I just don't think that this in the long run is going to pan out well. I think it's only going to cause confusion and ambiguity in the long run.
I mean, you're kind of assuming that this trend is going to continue, though.
It's already continuing. We have special cases all over the place. We have special case syntax for dealing with optionals all over the language.
Like
iflet. Like, how do you write, like, why, that's syntax, right? That's syntax. That's not a function, right? So you can't overload iflet to work with result, for example.
Okay, right. Yeah.
So that's special case for optionals.
Yeah.
Throws, right? Throws, all the Swift 2 error handling is special case for this invisible error type thing that you don't get a hold of.
No, like, I'm not disputing that, like, there are problems in Swift, but you're going wide now. Like, I thought we were just talking about, like, these functions that they've added to Swift that are supposedly supposed to conform to the monadic laws. And in this one case, it doesn't. And so I'm saying we have this one exception because it's intuitive. And it's probably because they added flat map to optional in Swift 1.2 and people learned how to use it. People all of a sudden grokked, like, how to use map and flat map on things that are not array, things that are not collections, things that are not sequences. And I'll tell you this, I did not know that this special addition to flat map had been added in Swift 2.0. I went to go use it, like FlatMap, like I assumed it would work, mm-hmm. not really understanding this, and it just worked. And I didn't even realize until you brought this up the other day that this the thing that I was doing would not have worked on Swift 1.
Right.
And I think, okay, that means it's intuitive. Like, I know that I had an array of things, and I have this method that will like return a like an optional, and then I don't want the optionals in there at the end. And I thought, oh, perfect, FlatMap, because that's what this does. And so I did it, and it worked, and I kept writing code, and I was happy, and everything was clean. Like, at the end of the day, like, I don't give a shit about the monadic laws because my code is intuitive, right?
I get that. But every one of these overloads like this adds more cognitive overhead, right, for just reading it, right? Like just in terms of like having to read it and be like, okay, which flat map is this at this point? Like just reading it, not when you're writing it, because obviously when you're writing it, you know, okay, I need to pass this function that returns an optional value, yada, yada, yada. But like when you're just reading it, now all of a sudden you have to say, like, is this function that I'm passing in, am I using flat map because it returns an array? Is this function returns an optional, so is this value an array or is it an optional value, right? Like you have to start thinking about more than if flat map just kept meaning the same thing, which is like T to monadic U returns monadic U, mm-hmm. and where that monad is the same between the function and the return type, you end up with less ambiguity.
So if this did not work this way and we wanted it to work the same, it would be what? Map on array and then internal to that flat map on each item?
Map on array and then pass. So in theory, you would map on the array, and then you would pass the resulting array through a function that specifically pulls nils out, like unwraps optionals, right? This compact method, for example. So like compact would take an array of optional T and return an array of T. So that would be doing it in two steps, which is less performant.
Okay.
Right? There's performance implications here, which is frustrating for other reasons, but you could this flat map would be the same thing as mapping a function over your array that returns an optional T and then concatenating it or compacting it on the other end.
So I imagine you could also do a map reduce. You could do a reduce internal where the function returns an L, you just return the accumulator.
Yes.
You append to the accumulator and return
yes,
that.
Yes, you could implement flat map, this version of flat map, which, you know, I don't know what to call it. Concat map, right? You could implement concat map as a simple reduce, exactly like you said, right? Where it applies a function, checks return value, appends it if it's there, or just returns the accumulator if it isn't. And that could very well possibly be how this is implemented. I do think that using the right name here, I don't know. I really just think that it should be named what it's after what it's doing. And I get that there's a subtle difference between FlatMap as I have internalized it and like FlatMap as you have internalized it, right? And that's almost entirely my fault at coming from a Haskell stuff, right? Like there's this overwhelming Haskell influence on my attitude towards this stuff. And Haskell does not have function overloads. Right, you can't write the same function for multiple types. It won't work. There's no dynamic dispatch. It's static.
Right. I guess my feeling on it is that as long as the outer return type of flat map does return the same type as the receiver, I don't actually care what the transformation does in this case.
As long as
I do flat map on an array and I get an array back. Mm-hmm. Cool. That's all I really need to care about when I'm like skimming the code at this level.
Mm-hmm.
Like whether it's flattening because that function created an array or created an optional, I don't think I really care.
But so then do you write another version of this for result and then another version for like, I don't know, what else can be flattened?
Well, I don't follow. So like you'd have an array of something and then the function maps over that and converts those into results.
So
like
you,
when would I ever need that?
Well, it's the exact same thing as this.
But like optionals are pervasive throughout the language. I don't see why I'd ever have to take an array of something I have and then turn it into a result because I already have that thing.
Well, no. If you have a failable operation, for the same reason, if you have a failable operation that can return an optional T, you could have a failable operation where you want more context of that failure.
Okay,
It's the same thing, right?
Oh, I see. Okay, so
and
it's
so
like
then you'd end up with a result, an array of result of you, and then you could flatten that down into an array of you, T, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing as this, but you just have to write it again.
Yeah. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, like, I still am just back to array. And
yes.
So it's consistent, and I don't care. Like, I can always, at any time, you know, option click on that function and just look at what it does. Like, oh, it returns a result, and then it just flattens the result back into another array. Cool.
Yeah.
Like, I get that it's not pure, but I think I'd rather err on the side of having things work like you kind of expect them to, because it's programming
and
not
math. But that's the difference, though, is that this doesn't... So I understand that we have, like, a difference of opinion on this, but, like, that this doesn't expect work like I'd expect it to. Like, it just doesn't. I'd expect this to not compile because the function type is wrong.
Because the name is wrong.
Because the name is wrong.
That's fair. I mean, yeah, I mean, that could definitely throw some people off.
But I don't know. Maybe it's almost certainly not as big of a deal as it is in my head. I mean, it's definitely not as big of a deal as it is in my head. But it bothers me so much. It really does. It's just more of Swift 2 stuff for me, which Swift 2, so many of my feelings of Swift 2 boil down to, like, I thought we were on the same page, or I thought I was on the same page as where this language was heading. And now I don't think so. Like, I don't think I'm on the same page. Like, I thought it was going in this direction, and now I'm kind of realizing, oh, no. They took a right somewhere when I took a left. Like, there's an episode of this show, like, very, very recently where I was talking about how adding FlatMap to the dictionary pointed at, like, the direction that it was going. And I was, like, wrong.
Wait, dictionary has FlatMap now?
Sorry, not dictionary. Adding FlatMap to the standard library is what I meant.
I thought you liked that.
I do. I still do. But it didn't point at the direction that I thought it was pointing at. Right? I thought it was pointing towards a more monadic future, basically, is what it boils down to. I thought that it was pointing at becoming more Haskell-like in a lot of ways. And that's not how it ended up.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess I'm not surprised that, like, the Swift team is not moving to create a language that is pristine and pure, but rather something that just helps people write safer code.
Sure.
Faster.
Yeah. I'm not saying that any of this is wrong, right?
Right, and I'm just saying that I'm not surprised by any of this.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily bother me like it bothers you.
Yeah.
On that note, have you filed a radar?
Okay, good.
So you have the right to complain.
I have filed a radar. I follow a radar that just says rename it, basically.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat chanting the radar number?
No, I don't even know it off the top of my head or anything.
Now I'm disappointed.
No, but I did file a radar. I almost filed two. I almost filed one to rename it and another one to remove it just to cover my bases. But I was like, I realized that that's crazy. It's a very, very, very useful function. And I totally get that it's going to be more useful, especially because of how pervasive optionals are in the language, right? Like, this is going to be something that you have to do all the time. I just really wish it was called, like, cat map or something.
I honestly feel like if people just start to understand that, like, flat map is a map that flattens the return type of the inner function, done. Who cares about the receiver? The receiver will always return the same type. If you explain it to someone that way, mm-hmm. then it makes perfect sense. Like, there's no confusion there.
Yeah, I get that. So long term, so they're not going to do this, right? I'm very pessimistic that this, like, not pessimistic. The reason it's not that way in Haskell is because, like, you can't generalize that version of FlatMap into something that could be applied on a protocol, for example. You know what I mean? So, like, the reason FlatMap or bind in Haskell has the type signature that it does, right, where that monadic value, that monadic type is the same throughout the thing, right? The receiver, the function, and bind itself or FlatMap itself return the same monadic type. The reason that is because you can make that generic. You can write that in a way that's totally generic and doesn't actually care about the monadic type. All it cares about is that this, that the type stays the same. So like you could write a function protocol called Monad. You can't actually do this because of other language restrictions, but you can imagine writing a protocol called Monad. All it requires is that you have a function called FlatMap and then a function called Pure, but it only requires that you have a function called FlatMap. And this function FlatMap must be of the type, it Monad must have an associated type T, and it must have a function called FlatMap that takes a function of from T to self U and returns a self U, right? If you think about self with brackets. Yep. Like, so you can write that in a general way so that you can say, okay, all monads now have this function FlatMap, and this function FlatMap is going to be consistent. And we can write it in a generic way that's always going to apply no matter what the monad is. You can't do that once you start special casing for specific internal monad types. All of a sudden, you're going to end up with overloads, 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 overloads. That's the reality of the situation is that's where we are now. And I don't think that we're going to get a monad type. And I don't think we're going to get a functor type. I don't think we're getting an applicative type. I don't think that's going to happen, at least not in the near future.
But if you did, you could then add a flatten method that goes from monad of T to T.
And then you'd have to write, yeah. But,
and then FlatMap would just say that it would go from any type to, or sorry, let me think about this. It would be...
It would have to go from T to monad U.
Right, and it just knows that it can then call flatten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you wouldn't even need all the custom flat maps.
But flatten specific for an array.
Yeah. I mean, they would all have to conform to like flattenable, right? And like implement how to flatten themselves. Optional flattens itself by...
See, this is where it falls apart though. Because how like optional flattening itself for an optional is trivial, right? It just kind of like removes one layer. If you have an optional, the way you make it... a single level of optional is you just remove that first layer, right? If the first layer is none, then the whole thing's none. But optional flattening itself in context of arrays is different.
True, but each monad would only have to specify how to flatten itself and not in some larger context. I'm just saying that this would let you make flat map general. It's map, and then it takes something that conforms to flattenable, and it calls flatten on it and returns a result. Done. Hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it for some reason, but it's possible it's just because I've been banging my head against other stuff all day.
But I think it's unlikely, right? Because that's like a lot of work.
It is.
And just to allow certain things like result to be flat mapped upon without, I guess then what's the gain? To save the writer of result from just writing their own flat map that works on result?
You'd still have to define how flat map works. The benefit of all of this stuff is always going to be composability and reusability. So the classic example that I'm going to keep coming back to is when we switched Argo away from using optional to our own custom types, our own custom type of decoded, when we made that switch, nothing changed. Right. The only thing that changed is you just changed what your decode function returned. Instead of returning an optional user, it returns a decoded user. But the body of that stayed the same. The only reason the body stayed the same is because both of those types, optional and decoded, are, well, really, they're applicative. Right. That was the type that we were working with there. Right. And so since they were both the same, those operators stayed the same. The concepts stayed the same. Everything stayed the same. The only thing that changed was this wrapping type. Right. The context that you were working in. That wouldn't have been possible if you didn't like that. That is so dependent on this concept of reusable types and higher kinded types, really. you can compose a lot. Like, think about anything, right? Anything. Anytime you can use a protocol instead of a specific type, it's just gonna be a more flexible thing. So instead of writing functions, this isn't for type creators or type producers, right? Like, this isn't necessarily for the person that's creating a result type. This is for us as app developers who want to take a result type, right, and do something with it. But hey, you know, there's no reason this has to use a result type. This could be any monad. So why don't I just write this so that it takes any monad and it'll do this common interaction on any monad, right? You can write more general functions that do more general things once you have this higher level type that still gives you some information. Like, you get more type safety because you know less about the type, so you can do fewer things with it. So all you can do is, like, all you can do when you get a flat, if you have a monad, the only thing you can do with it is flat map a function over it. That's it. And you can create a new version of that monad by calling pure. That's it. But you can't, like, for example, know that it's an array and start mucking around on the internals of an array. You can't know that it's an optional and so start using nil coalescers all over the place. You couldn't know its result and so screw around with the error state. You just can't do that. So your function is safer by default because it's able to do less. You're restricting what you are able to do as a programmer, and that leads you to writing safer code because you're reducing the numbers of mistakes you can possibly make.
I don't disagree with any of that. Sort of a side question.
Yeah.
Is the nil coalescing operator something that's overloadable?
Yep. Mm-hmm. There's a version of it for result.
Result. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's exactly.
And I think we do not have a version for decoded, and there was a reason why. I don't remember the reason why. But there's a version for result, and yeah, it's just a function.
I think if I remember correctly, it's because that really only makes sense on types that have like two states, whereas decoded has three or four?
Well, it has three, but like, there have been internal talks about, like, it doesn't really really, this kind of like nil coalescing thing or the double question mark operator, what it makes sense in is when there's a good case and X number of bad cases, right? Like, there can be X number of, so decoded, for example, you could implement nil coalescing and it would just be like, ignore the errors and return just this success case.
Right.
Right. So decoded is like, I don't know.
It's just sugar for doing a switch with the good case and then default.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which I think would like encourage people to get lazy with all of that type information that you're throwing away. But sure. Like, I can see some cases where you really don't care.
Yeah. You can already throw away the type information just by.
Right. You just got to work a little hard for it.
Yeah. I don't think we have time for me to complain about JSON API.
Why don't we fold it into our view model discussion next time?
Okay. Just as a taste for the listeners, JSON API is horrible. It's horrible. I hate it more than almost anything I've had to deal with. It's like up there with code signing for me. Like, I don't get it. It drives me crazy. Anyway. Just wrap it up.
All right, yeah. Feel better?
I mean, not a whole lot. Show notes for this episode can be found at buildphase.fm/90.
And as always, we'd like to hear from you, so email us at buildphase@thoughtbot.com or reach out on Twitter @buildphase. And we always appreciate ratings and reviews on iTunes.
All right.
All right, good talk.
Talk to you later.
Later.